116 in the white book. 116 in the white book.
Sweet is the promise, I will not.
wonderful, Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You will keep, O God. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Desire tonight that we get to know you better and that we come into a closer fellowship and relationship with you. Lord, you've done much for many here, maybe for all. Many things have you wrought, which we give thanks to you for. Your wonderful works, which are to us, Lord, if we were to reckon them up in order, they are more than can be numbered. Great is your faithfulness. But Lord, we look back at what you've done, and it's just gives us an incentive and an impetus to press on, because we know that you have more of your fullness, more of your love, more of what you have in store for us tonight. Lord, we thank you that there's more. Lord, as much as you've done for those here in this room tonight, Lord, there's yet more. And we would press in by faith. Oh, Lord Jesus, dear Lord Jesus, tonight, Lord, help us to receive something good. You give good gifts to those who love you, to those who ask you. Lord, we're asking you tonight to give something good to every one of us, just the way you see we have need. Minister, Lord, to everyone in every way. You can do that, Lord. I can't. We can't do that for one another or ourselves. But the Holy Spirit is able to minister to every need, just what we lack, just what we have need of tonight. And so, Lord, if we need strength, give strength. If we need wisdom, give wisdom. If we need encouragement, give encouragement. If we need correction, instruction, instruct and correct us. Lord, whatever it is that we need, we pray that through a song, through a testimony, Lord, in whichever ways you choose, speak to our hearts. Oh, Lord, come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come in your strength and in your power. Come to the cottagers, Lord. We thank you for them. Thank you for what we heard this morning. Thank you, Lord, for all the rocks that they've talked about and all the ones that they will talk about. And we pray, Lord, more than that, they would find the rock, Christ Jesus. They would find their feet placed firmly upon that rock, grounding and establish them, Lord. Some of them I know, they don't go back to Christian homes. They're going back to faraway places where mom and dad don't know you. And probably they'll never go to Sunday school or church. But Lord, as young as they are, you're able to keep that thing that you are doing for them these 2 weeks. Lord, they may not have opportunity, but you keep it. Water it somehow. Feed it somehow. Oh Lord, and we pray that you'll keep it, O Lord, for Jesus' sake. And to that end, Lord, give them help. Give them great help by your Holy Spirit day after day. And the same with the village in Nonantum and Nata. God bless them. Dear Lord, bless them. Lord, let that anchor grip the rock in a greater way and let it hold, not only here at camp, but especially when they get back home, get back to school, get back to their friends and the environment that they're in. Lord, we pray that you will present them faultless one day before the Father, kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. You're able, Lord. You've begun a good work, and you're going to finish it. And so we're expecting throughout the camp tonight, in each auditorium, in each place of assembly, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and have your way among us and through us, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that third and fourth stanza. Strong are the foes that with Seats, and we'll sing those last two verses in just a moment. But you know, this was a lot of the people that we read about in the Bible, this was their song. They came over to the hallelujah side. And I'm just thinking of David. He had a bunch of infantrymen that came over to his side because they wanted to leave Saul's side. They were not happy in Saul's regime. They weren't happy living under Saul. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't have been happy either. And they came over to David. David was running around in no man's land. They came out to the wilderness to join with David. I think there were 300 of them at the time. They said, "We don't want to be with Saul anymore. We want to be on your side. We want to be on the victorious side." Now, they didn't know it was the victorious side. It didn't look like it. It looked like David was an outcast, but somehow or other they recognized something about David that was magnanimous enough to want them to leave Saul's side. Or maybe they were just so miserable on the side that they were on. You know, the people in this world are kind of miserable. They don't have very much to sing about or rejoice about. They're kind of like under Saul's regime. And so these guys came out, and the Bible says they were in debt, they were discouraged, and they were despondent. Now, that's not a good place to be. I mean, how many of you here tonight are despondent or in debt, maybe well, debt, discouraged? A lot of people that are like that. And it's because of the oppression and because of all the gloom and doom all around them. And because we haven't, or they hadn't yet learned that they could come over to the hallelujah side. And so they got out to where David was, and that was their condition. Now, what kind of a condition is this to go train an army of men or have a fleet of men and they're in debt, despondent, discouraged? That's a little hard to work with. So David got them out. The first day they came out to him, here they were sitting, I guess, on the hillside or outside of a front of a cave. And he said, okay, guys, you got to learn something. If you want to be in my army, if you want to be following me, if you want to be on my side, you got to learn some lessons. And so forget the murmuring, grumbling, and complaining. I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear about how bad Saul is, and it's terrible to be in this. I want you to forget about all that. Stop living on that side. If you want to come over on this side, this is what I want to tell you. You got to bless the Lord at all times. His praise, it has to continually be in your mouth. Your soul, it has to make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear thereof and be glad. Magnify the Lord with me. And let's exalt his name together. Now, what kind of a lesson is that to teach a bunch of renegades? Fellas that didn't know much from this and that and the other, but we want to be on David's side. Lesson number one, come over to David's side. It's the hallelujah side. And if you don't like hallelujah, you're not going to like the kingdom of God very much, because you know what they're doing in heaven? They're singing hallelujah. Worthy is the lamb that was slain, day and night and day and night. Some people are going to feel really out of place in heaven. You better stay on the gloomy, doomy side. But you don't have to. You and I have been called to live on the other side, the hallelujah side. And I'm thankful for that call of God. There the sun is always shining and the sky is always bright. Now here's the oxymoron. You know what an oxymoron is? It doesn't make sense. Two things that are juxtaposed one to the other. It's no place for gloomy Christians to abide. What's a gloomy Christian? Is there such a thing? No, they shouldn't be. Christians aren't gloomy. He takes the gloom and he fills the life with glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory, and all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. And so if you're living on gloomy doom street, or you're living on Dump Alley or something like that, you don't have to live there anymore. You can change your address. Come on over onto the hallelujah side. And come on over to the side of the redeemed. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those who he has redeemed from destruction, from the clutches of the enemy, from this old world and the old system of Babylon. He snatched us out of it and he's brought us into the glorious kingdom of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's where we live. And that's where you live. And so I'm thankful tonight that we can, well, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me sing my Savior's praises far and wide. David there said, hey guys, come on, please magnify the Lord with me. I don't want to sing a solo. I don't want to rejoice all by myself. Magnify the Lord with me. Why don't we exalt his name together? Because I was just like you one day. I sought the Lord, but he heard me, and he took away all my fears, and he took away all my doubts, and he took away all my confusion, and he took away everything that was on the other side, and he brought me out into a large place, and he set me in that large place, and there the sun is always shining. It's a feast of fat things. Come on, guys, let's eat. There were no girls in the army, I don't think, so I can't say, come on, girls, let's join the hallelujah side, but we can. We all can. We're there. I mean, we don't have to join it. We live there. We live there every moment of every day. This is my story, and it's my song, praising my Savior all the day long. So here the sun is always shining. Let's sing it, verse 4. Here the sun is always shining. Here the sky is always bright. 'Tis no place for gloomy Christians to abide. Yes, sir. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and sing.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we praise you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.